This is Jamil Jaffer, Deputy Director of the ACLU's National Security Program. During the Cold War, the United States government adopted a practice of denying visas to foreign intellectuals who are thought to be sympathetic to communism. Those who were denied visas included Pablo Neruda, Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Graham Greene, Doris Lessing, Czeslaw Milosz, Dario Fo, and Pierre Trudeau. Although Congress repealed the ideological exclusion laws in 1990, it reauthorized ideological exclusion in 2001 under the USA Patriot Act. This new law permits the government to exclude foreign nationals from the country if it believes that they have endorsed or espoused terrorism. Although the provision is nominally directed at terrorism, just as the Cold War laws were directed at communism, the provision effectively permits the government to use the immigration laws as instruments of censorship. It goes without saying that the government has a legitimate interest in excluding and arresting actual terrorists. But the new ideological exclusion provision is directed not at terrorism, but at speech. And because the provision does not define the words endorse and espouse, it invites abuse. To take one example, the government recently relied on the provision to revoke the visa of Professor Tariq Ramadan, a Swiss scholar who now teaches at the University of Oxford. Ramadan has criticized American foreign policy, but he is not a supporter of terrorism. To the contrary, he has condemned terrorism repeatedly, both in speeches and in writing. The government has barred him from the country not because he is a threat, but because it simply doesn't like what he has to say. Ideological exclusion is a practice that history has discredited. Were Pablo Neruda's political views really a threat to the United States? Do Americans really need to be protected from the controversial ideas of foreign intellectuals? Although ideological exclusion may be directed at foreign scholars, it has significant effects on academic and political debate inside the United States. To allow the government to engage in ideological exclusion is to allow it to decide which ideas Americans can hear and which they cannot. Ideological exclusion is a form of censorship. It deprives Americans of information and ideas that they have a right to hear. In January, the ACLU filed a lawsuit to challenge the constitutionality of the Patriot Act's ideological exclusion provision. We filed on behalf of the American Academy of Religion, the American Association of University Professors, and Pan American Center. You can visit our website for more about ideological exclusion and the Tariq Ramadan case. You can also play or download readings from the work of writers and thinkers who have been excluded in the past. Our readers include authors Salman Rushdie, Martin Amis, E.L. Doctorow, and Annie Prue, writer-directors Todd Solondz and Neil LaBute, and performers Deborah Winger and Liev Schreiber, among many others. Some of the authors whose work you'll hear include Gabriel Garcia Marquez, Graham Greene, Doris Lessing, Dario Fo, Tariq Ramadan, and Nicaraguan scholar Dora Maria Tellez. You can download the audio and learn more about the issues at www.aclu.org/exclusion.